St. George, the great martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, do you remember that on Tuesday for St. Anselm's Day, Father Lectoranda told you a very nice story about Benjamin Bunny? Well, today we are very far from Benjamin Bunny. We have to talk about dragons instead. Today is the feast day of the dragon slayer, and his name is St. George, and he's a very great saint indeed. The Novus Ordo Church doesn't believe in him. They said that, well, he was just a myth, but he's the patron saint of many countries, including Greece, and he's one of the patron saints of Russia, and he's the patron saint of England in particular, and his symbol, which is the red cross on a white background, is part of the flag of England. And even after the English became Protestants, they didn't give up St. George. Sometimes Protestants don't, not with their favorite saints. And he's a wonderful saint. He actually comes from Palestine, which is the Holy Land. And they could use a patron saint there because they've been ruled by the Jews for the longest time. And the poor people that really live there are called the Palestinians. And they have to live in camps or in horrible little sections of land. And they can barely even survive. So they could use a big, strong patron saint like St. George, the dragon slayer. This is his tale. He was a soldier in the army of Diocletian, who was one of the last of the pagan emperors who persecuted Christianity. And he was brave and holy and upright and noble. And one day, Diocletian decided he was going to finish off the Catholic Church once and for all. He didn't know it, but he would be one of the last pagan emperors, and the devil wanted him to do his job. So he had notices printed up and posted everywhere saying, "Notice, it is against the law to be a Christian, and if you are, you will be fed to the lions or worse. And especially, I don't want any soldiers worshiping Christ." Well, they put that up in his army barracks where he was a brave soldier, and he saw it, and he looked at it, and he was very angry. That's called the holy anger. You and I can't have that, but saints do. And he saw that. He was full of fortitude because he was a soldier of Christ from his confirmation. And he pulled the sign down and he ripped it up and he said, "We must worship Christ. He's our Lord and he's our King. And this other Diocletian, he's a dragon." And because of that, he was cruelly persecuted and finally put to death. Later on, the business about Diocletian being a dragon spawned the most charming story. If you like your stories a little bit more on the bloody side instead of on the bunny side, you would enjoy his tale, because the story that eventually came, and it was a good story, it's a nice story, and it's a way to illustrate certain spiritual truths. That's how stories work, really. Well, the story was that he was riding his horse as a knight in shining armor, going from one place to another, and he came across a village. I'm not sure, the village was in Asia Minor someplace, and the village was persecuted by a dragon, and the dragon dominated the whole scene, and he was an extremely wicked dragon, even as dragons go. He had very bad breath. In fact, if you got near him, it just killed you. And he had bad taste, too. He liked to eat people as a kind of a human sacrifice. And so the people of the town were feeding the young ladies. Imagine that, like the young ladies from the choir, one after another, they got fed to the dragon. Well, pretty soon there'd be no choir left. And they were almost at that point, and they were getting desperate. So St. George says to them, "Listen, you're all pagans, and that dragon, that's just a devil. You shouldn't be afraid of the devil because the power of the cross is stronger. So I'll tell you what, if you all promise to be converted and be baptized, I'll deliver you, I mean by our Lord's power, from the dragon." And they said, "Excellent idea, we promise. But first of all," they said, "you have to kill the dragon." So they had a big battle, the dragon and St. George, and St. George, in the sign of the cross, dominated the dragon. He didn't quite kill him. But he tied him up and he dragged him by a little kind of a belt, which was called later on a garter, and that's actually another story. We probably won't get into today about knighthood and the orders of knighthood in England. And he dragged him by this little belt called a garter from the countryside back into town, and he put his feet on top of him, which had, you know, soldiers' boots on them, and he said, "See, I told you I would kill the dragon, and now he's dead, and he's not going to persecute you anymore, and you don't have to feed him young ladies from the choir anymore, and you're free. But now you must keep your promise, and you must become Christians." And they all said, "We certainly will." So the dragon was all tied up, and he couldn't hurt anyone anymore. And now St. George takes off his armor, and he starts to teach them their Ten Commandments, and their Our Father and Hail Mary, and their First Communion Catechism, so they could all be baptized in due time. And I think a priest came eventually and finished the job and baptized the whole village. And that's the story of St. George and the dragon, except St. George is such a great saint that he, even if you pray to him and you're not even Catholic, he'll still come and help you. And the English need a lot of help, because sometimes being Protestants, they get to be very wicked indeed. But they love St. George, and that's in their favor. And one time the English, it was about 100 years ago, they were having a war, and it was called the Great War back then. Now, today we call it World War I. Well, they were having a war against the Germans, and they were both in the wrong. They shouldn't have been having wars, because wars are most displeasing to God. That's why if soldiers need to have a strong patron saint, because wars really offend our Lord very much. Well, they were having a war with the Germans, and they weren't doing very well. And even though they were Protestants, they said a prayer to St. George. And he heard their prayer, and he appeared, and he crushed the Germans that particular day, and the English won the victory. Why? Because they prayed to him. Let that be a lesson, children. Love your saints. Know your saints. Pray to your saints. Don't think you can do it by yourself, whether it be the next test that you have, whether it be keeping the Ten Commandments of God, saying your prayers tonight, or doing what your teacher tells you to this afternoon. It's always a battle, isn't it? For a battle, we need a protecting saint, and that's St. George. So he's the saint of the dragon. He's one of the greatest saints of Catholic history, truly, and he's still known and loved throughout the whole world. So let's remember, in our battles, always invoke St. George, the dragon slayer. The Greeks call him the great martyr. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.